17th of March in the church, aside from the saints of the day of Saint Theoctistos, Saint Alexios, who is a very prominent saint in the church, the man of God, people that you know named Alexia or Alexis celebrate their name day today, but also Saint Patrick, Patricios, the enlightener of Ireland and Bishop of Armagh in Ireland. It's interesting, I will admit, the contrast on how certain people recognize and celebrate certain things. I don't mean this from I'm trying not to come from a perspective of judgment, especially as it's Forgiveness Sunday. But I want us to be able to recognize the dignity that we have been blessed with from our parents and our grandparents, from the great saints in the church, from the apostles, from Christ himself, from the guidance in books like the New Testament, to be able to gather in celebration in the church, surrounded by the angels and the saints, prayerfully celebrating someone like Saint Patrick. Yesterday, we had some baptisms. And the way that the community outside of the church celebrated Saint Patrick led to a lot of drunken, messy people sleeping in their own vomit in our parking lot. This is how we have ended up celebrating a great saint in the church. Perhaps one day, not by our criticism, not by our judgment, but by our faith and our dignity, I hope that we can affect all of the people around us. On Forgiveness Sunday, we have the opportunity to hit reset every year, and not just on Forgiveness Sunday. But we'll talk about a few things that for me are a bit scary, personally. Many of us have in life, from time to time, we get upset with others, we get angry, we're hurt by the way others treat us. This has a lot to do with relationships. We feel broken, we feel pain and sadness. And Forgiveness Sunday is an opportunity for us to start over. Also, it's an opportunity for us to think about the people whose hearts we have broken, the people whom we have caused pain to, who we have hurt. It's not an easy thing because it requires us to push our ego and our pride to the side. It requires a lot of honesty and self-reflection, which makes us uncomfortable. It requires us taking some risks and being able to ask someone for forgiveness, and to hope that they accept and that they return our request with love. In the Lord's Prayer that we have said a million times in our life, it's pretty clear. The gospel yesterday was basically telling us that if we do not forgive those in our lives that have hurt us, there will be no forgiveness for us from God. That is a bit scary. It didn't say if you don't fast. It didn't even say if you don't go to church. It said if you don't forgive others their trespasses, God will not forgive you your trespasses. It's as clear as can be. And yet we struggle. It's hard. I say sometimes, the Greeks sometimes have it's not really a saying, but it's something that I've heard said. And they say, no matter what happens, I'll never forgive that person. And we don't realize how destructive that is, how bad that is for our spiritual life, for our soul, for our salvation. And imagine if we heard the words from Christ, for Christ to say to us on the day of judgment, I don't care what you say, I will not forgive you. In other words, Christ, we can change the words, and Christ can say, I don't care what you say, you will not enter God's, you will not enter my kingdom. The equation is fairly simple according to the gospel today and yesterday. Forgive others, show mercy to others, and God will forgive us. I was thinking about when Christ was on the cross and the thief had one confession of faith. He said, we deserve to be up here. He doesn't. And he looked at Christ and he said, Mnistitimu Kiri, remember me, O Lord, in your kingdom. One confession of faith, and he ended up in paradise. It wasn't because of his fasting. It wasn't because of his prayer life. It wasn't because of how many good deeds he did in life. I'm not minimizing any of these things. Don't use this as an excuse to not do these things. The point is that the power that we have in being able to show mercy to others is incredible. And so I hope today on Forgiveness Sunday that we will allow the grace that comes with asking for forgiveness and repenting, the grace that comes with offering forgiveness to others, to be the way that we begin Great Lent, which begins tomorrow. It actually begins tonight during the Vesper service. And if you're able to spend an hour this evening, it is one of the more moving services of the year. We begin at 6, the church is lit up, the priests wear nice bright colors, and in the middle, right in the middle of the service, everything changes. We enter Great Lent. The lights are turned off. The vestments are changed to purple and dark Lenten colors. The music changes, the chanting changes to a more somber tone. And together we enter Great Lent, and at the end of the service, we begin our journey to the resurrection by asking for forgiveness. That's why it's called Forgiveness Vespers. I truly believe that if we offer forgiveness the way that it is supposed to be offered, that we experience Pascha in a more authentic way. We'll experience things related to fasting, to prayer, to attending the Lenten services, and we'll experience things that we have never experienced before because we are doing the right things the right way. May we say, may we offer a blessing of having true repentance this Pascha, this Lenten season, and feeling renewed in the faith as we travel to Pascha.